This is an audio recording of the blog post Butt Plug Training, From Zero to Heroic Fucking. The first time I did this, I was alone. I've done lots of unusual sexy things on my own, from self-bondage with tight corsets to masturbation challenges and anything else that might keep my horny mind entertained. But few things have felt quite as unusual as lying on my side on the bed, one hand rummaging behind me, and sliding a plug into my arse in the name of butt plug training. Let me explain. At the moment, I'm a bit crap at anal. Pun not intended, but completely unavoidable, I'm afraid. I used to adore anal sex, and at the start of my current relationship, anal sex was a staple. But recently I've struggled with it. It's a girth issue, I think. When I haven't been fucked in the ass for a while, my tolerance for it goes down. And although my mind is still more than willing, my flesh is weak and unable to take a decent pounding. Hence the butt plug training. I'd read about it before, the idea that you can increase your tolerance by wearing butt plugs around the house or on the bus or just to pop to the shops. I'd heard that if you do this thing alone, when there's no pressure to perform or take more than you're comfortable with, you can gradually ratchet up your tolerance, so by the end of your butt plug training, you'll be riding thick cock with the best of them. So that's what led to me lying on my side on the bed, right hand covered in lube and a frown of concentration on my face, trying to slide a butt plug inside me for the first time in many, many months. I'm going to talk you through a few of the different stages of butt plug training that I've been going through. This bit's not particularly sexy, but then towards the end, I shall give you the conclusion and the next time I actually used a butt plug with a partner, which is a little bit more sexy. So if you're listening to this on the audio and you're after the porn bit, maybe skip ahead by like 2 minutes. Butt plug training stage one, the equipment. There are very few types of physical training that you can do without equipment. Even running requires decent trainers, and in my case, both a sports bra and a normal bra, worn one on top of the other. For butt plug training, though, I'm lucky to already be furnished with an embarrassment of riches. The first one I chose was the Electrostim Silicone Noir Rocker Butt Plug. Chosen because not only was it slim, but it could also be hooked up to an Electrostim flick pack and used to send shivery electric sensations wherever it touched my skin. What can I say? I might have started by cowering at the thought of massive butt plugs, but I'm always game for some mild electrocution. It's genuinely really good fun. And by this point, I'd already realised it was important to have a plug that did more than just sit there. So alongside the Electrostim one, I also had not one, but three fantastic butt plugs provided by Godemiche, who sponsors my site. Please feel free to click on the ads, both of these companies, and buy their products because they're great. So from Godemiche, I had two sparkly purple effulgence butt plugs in small, and then one that's technically a medium, but still fairly ambitious for me. And I also had a butt plug called the Apex Pearlescent, which is gloriously pretty and unusually shaped. So fun fact about the Apex butt plug, it was designed by sex writers, including me, who came to Eroticon in 2017, where the company Godemiche did some live market research and sculpting it out of clay. It's got a special place in my heart because of this, as well as a special place in my butt. And alongside all of these, I had lube. Lots and lots of lube, which you always need when you're using any kind of anal toys. Butt plug training stage two is the montage, because every good training regimen needs a montage. And for mine, I want you to imagine a lot of different shots of my own face grimacing with concentration as I try to angle plugs to slide them into my arse. Picture me testing out different positions, lying on my side on the bed, bending over in front of a mirror, half kneeling, half squatting on the floor with one hand reaching round to lube up my arse while gripping a butt plug between my teeth before it goes in. And finally, the technique that worked most easily, lying on my back on the bed, with my ankles up by my ears somewhere, the way I'd only usually lie if I'm getting fucked, but conveniently leaving both of my hands free to work the plug inside. It's not easy, this. And as I'm doing it, it hits home to me just how rarely I've ever put butt plugs in myself. I can't actually remember a time in my life where I've done it. I remember vividly the first time I put one in someone else. And I remember many, many occasions when dudes have put them in me. But when I consider doing it to myself, I draw a blank. It must have happened, surely. I can't believe that I, a massive fan of butt plugs, would only ever have had them inserted by a lover, as if I were too important to perform the task myself and required help from some sort of anal butler. But during this montage, when I'm shoving them into me from different positions, my brain just draws a blank. And all the while I'm thinking about this, what I'm definitely not doing is feeling particularly sexy. Which leads me neatly on to butt plug training stage 3, the doubt. Here's the thing. I don't have a particular desire to use butt plugs on my own. The thought of it doesn't fill me with lust. I get why many people do, especially those of you with prostates, but for me the main point is to use them when I'm with someone. I want to feel the combination of a plug in my arse and a cock in my cunt, and get that delicious, stretched, filled-up sensation. I want to hear my partner call me a good girl if I can take a glass butt plug, or hear the guttural moan in the back of his throat if I can take his full dick without squirming. On my own, though? It sort of feels odd. I've managed to get the smallest glittery butt plug in, and then next the electrostim one. And with each of them, I try to spend a little time just sitting with it. Just existing in this butt-plugged-up state. Walking around the house a little so I can feel the plug nudging at my insides, or bouncing on the bed, because I'm 34 years old and I own this bed and I'm allowed to bounce on it if I fucking well want to. At one point, I even attempt a brief stroll to the corner shop. I don't make it further than the pavement, though, because I'm nervous and there are people at the bus stop down the road. So as soon as I turn out of my front door, I'm accosted by visions of the plug slipping out as I shuffle past them, prompting whispers and pointing and cries of, "Why has that girl from number 10 gone bright red and started waddling?" So I chicken out and pretend I was just arranging the bins before slipping back inside the house. I very much enjoy wanking with them in, though, and so I spend some happy moments zapping my insides with electricity while I'm wearing the electrostim one, or using a clit stim to have a wank while I've got one of the other ones in. But most of the time, it feels like there's something missing. Or more accurately, someone missing. So the hardest thing I'm finding in my journey of butt plug training is that I'm just not used to using butt plugs as a solo item. For me, they've mostly been a tool to use during partnered sex. My happiest butt plug memories are ones that include other characters. Him saying, "You can take this, go on. Get this plug inside you so I can feel it on my dick." Or him pressing hard against the butt plug and then just as it pops into my ass, he comes with deep and powerful force right inside my cunt. Oh, that's it. Good girl. See what I mean? And it's at this point that I realise I've forgotten the most important aspect of any training regimen. The reward. So let's get on to the reward. Butt plug training, stage 4. "What's my forfeit if I lose this round?" I ask him, and he grins. We're playing another game of sex forfeit Magic the Gathering, which I know sounds weird, but basically it means the winner of each round of this slightly nerdy card game gets to pick a hot forfeit for the loser to perform. We both know what I want my forfeit to be, and there's no way he's going to pass up this opportunity. so I'm already squirming a little as I sit cross-legged on the carpet with the small, sparkly butt plug sitting snugly inside my ass. "The next size up," he declares as my forfeit for the next round. "The longer one. You're going to slide it in, put your knickers back on, mix me a margarita, and then we'll play again." "And what if I lose again?" I ask. He smiles and starts to shuffle the cards. We both know that upstairs on the bed, he's laid out a smorgasbord of sex toys. Most of our butt plugs, a couple of dildos, and a big bottle of lube to go with them. Earlier in the evening, I spent a bit of time performing the oddly satisfying douching ritual, and now I am so ready to take whatever he can give me. My previous forays into butt plug training have erased the nervousness I'd normally feel about it, and instead been replaced with excitement. So naturally, I lose both games, and then another, and another. By the time we're ready to stop playing, having a butt plug inside me feels so natural that the pressure it puts on the inside of my ass comes as a genuine surprise when he starts to fuck me. I'm bent over the arm of the sofa, naked from the waist down, cunt aching with that delightful tension that comes at the end of an evening full of play. He presses the head of his cock against the entrance to my cunt and puts one firm hand on the base of the bigger plug to anchor it in position when he enters me. By this point, I'm not just moaning, I'm keening. That's how badly I want his dick. And as his cock slides in, I can feel the butt plug filling me up and stretching me out. I know that if I hadn't had the practice, I'd be panting and begging him, "Slower, please, slower." But as it is, I'm begging in the other direction. "Faster, harder," I ask him, "get it all in. Please, 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 just fuck me as hard as you can." He slams into me, making sure to keep pressure on the plug as he does it. He can feel it pressing against his cock, the firm silicone rubbing through the walls of my cunt to make everything tighter, fuller, more intense. Meanwhile, I'm scratching at the fabric of the sofa with hands I can no longer control, and savouring the way I can feel every single inch of his dick as it slips in and out. It's not that the butt plug itself is causing these sensations. It's the combination. Dick plus plug plus vigorous fucking plus the joy of having done it so easily thanks to all my hard work. Having built up from small through medium to still basically medium but ambitious for me, the pleasure isn't just in how the butt plug feels. It's in knowing that every single stroke of that fuck is an achievement that I worked for. It's the difference between the way a pint tastes at 5 o'clock after a lazy day and how it tastes at the end of a hike up and down Ben Nevis. When I come, I tell him. I yell at him. "Fuck, I'm coming. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop." Because the force that's building in my cunt feels so strong that I'm convinced I'll push the plug out and his dick along with it. So when I come, he grips my hips with the other hand and plunges into me harder, forcing his way past the muscles that are contracting in my cunt and making sure that when I reach the climax, I've got something good and solid to clench around. I worked really fucking hard for this, and I can't think of a better way to be rewarded. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or come support me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet. You can also support me by buying amazing butt plugs, if you like. All the ones I've mentioned in this post are from my companies that sponsor my website, Electrostim and Godemish. They're both fantastic companies, and their products are incredible. So please do check out the links on the audio page for this blog post, which will take you directly to their sites. And there's also discount codes if you would like to get 10% off. I think, yeah, it's 10% off for both. So you can get 10% off Godemish and also 10% off anything at Electrostim.